The following is a class given by His Holiness Jayapataka Swami in 1994 in Sridham, Mayapur. The class begins with a reading from the Srimad Bhagavatam, 5th Canto, Chapter 10, Text 18.
My dear sir, it appears that the influence of your great spiritual knowledge is hidden. Factually, you are bereft of all material association and fully absorbed in the thought of the Supreme. Consequently, you are unlimitedly advanced in spiritual knowledge. Please tell me why you are wandering around like a dullard. O great saintly person, proved by the yogic process, but it's not possible for us to understand what you have said. Therefore, kindly explain it. In Canto 5 of the Srimad Bhagavatam, in the chapter entitled Maharaj Rahugana Meets Jarabharata, a very important purport with many essential points. Srila Prabhupada states how Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, for the benefit of the souls of this Kali Yuga, has given us a very nice instrument chanting the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. In the beginning of spiritual life, if we give many instructions, the people, they become sometimes bewildered. They cannot assimilate. Sometimes they also reject. When we ask people to chant Hare Krishna, by chanting automatically their consciousness becomes purified, and by Lord Chaitanya's mercy, they're able to get an understanding of the Krishna conscious philosophy. By Prabhupada's mercy, I've been blessed with a general 90% areas where the people are very pious. And if you ask them to chant Hare Krishna, they'll do it. If it's presented properly, somehow if Chaitanya Mahaprabhu blesses them, they're relatively able to chant Hare Krishna quite easily. But in many of the places, they're not able to understand the philosophy. So for this 500th anniversary, for the past 2-3 years, I've been telling people I'm trying to reach 1 crore or 10 million people to agree to chant at least 10 minutes a day Hare Krishna. About over 100,000 were able to sign up. And of course, Padajatra and others have also continued this program, signing people up with a card called the Samskar Patra, promising to chant at least 108 times Hare Krishna. In effect, we've seen just by asking people to chant, it's unbelievable. Simply by chanting, countless people have given stated how by chanting it has completely changed their lives. I forget what you call it when taking their testimony to the miracle that chanting the holy name has done to their lives. I challenge people, chant the holy name, and that if it doesn't, I guarantee that it will have an effect. No one has come back to collect on their guarantee yet. So we heard how, we know that how Srila Prabhupada, he came to the West, and he simply encouraged everyone to chant the holy name of Krishna. At that time, people didn't know how many rules and regulations the Krishna conscious movement had. Somehow or another, they chanted Hare Krishna, feasted on Krishna prasadam, danced in ecstasy, and countless people took shelter of the movement. Now, the present generation is already a little wise in the West. They know that the Hare Krishna movement is very strict, so sometimes they're wary about chanting. But we find that somehow or another, if you can get someone to chant, they don't experience any difficulty at all in practicing Krishna consciousness. So I see it that the whole purpose for distributing Srila Prabhupada's book is to encourage people to chant the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra and to give them the spiritual understanding so that they can continue. Whenever we go to a public lecture with Srila Prabhupada, he would always have us chant the Sankirtan first. He said the people have got no intelligence to understand spiritual knowledge. But by chanting, you'll give them that intelligence. Then if you speak, it can enter into their heart. So, the chanting of Hare Krishna, which devotees are doing every day, regularly, we are trying to encourage the mass of people to also do that so that they can gradually also become pure devotees. But I met one person. He came to me. He said he's been chanting Hare Krishna for 26 years, but he got no bliss. So I told him, you chant the Panchatattva mantra before chanting Hare Krishna. So he started chanting 108 times Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shivasari Gaur Bhakta Vrinda. Then he chanted Hare Krishna. He came back to me in tears a month later when I saw him and said, you have given me the greatest secret. Now I'm feeling unlimited happiness by chanting Hare Krishna. Actually, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Krishna, but he's the most merciful form of Lord Krishna. States in the Chaitanya Charitamrita that we can chant the holy name of Krishna even for many kalpas, for many millions of days of Brahma, what to speak of life. And still, not get pure love for Krishna if we are committing offenses to the holy name. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is so merciful that he doesn't accept any offense. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is so merciful. Srila Prabhupada used to tell us that no one can appreciate fully the extent, magnitude of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mercy. Radha Krishna worship is Madhurya Rasa. Jagannath worship is in Dwarkadish worship, is in Aishwarya. The Chaitanya Mahaprabhu worship is in Adhud. That means the Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mood is one of simply giving out the mercy. Therefore, who is there in this world that is not a candidate for Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mercy? Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda. By chanting these holy names, even the most sinful person can get delivered, get the highest benediction. In India, people like to see miracles. There are many bogus avatars, so-called avatars, so-called siddha purushas, who are able to perform some magical tricks. So people accept them to be some form of incarnation of Godhead. If they can produce a sikho wat, if they can produce some rasgulla. Many newspaper men have challenged them that why don't you give us a few $1 million diamond, something useful, which you cannot ordinarily get. This they're not even able to do. So people used to ask Prabhupada, can you show us a miracle? And this is the miracle, that in this Kali Yuga, where the environment is all-pervasive sense gratification, everywhere people are simply absorbed in bodily consciousness and trying to expand the sensual activities. But in spite of that, some, by practicing this process of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Krishna consciousness process, they're able to become immune from that pollution of Kali Yuga, and there they become Krishna conscious. That is a miracle. Actually, we should understand how much a miracle it is. Sometimes we underrate the actual potency of the holy name, the process of Krishna consciousness. So many devotees ask, why is it that someone has difficulty? The Prabhupada said that the real question should be, how is it that even one person can remain aloof from Maya by chanting this Hare Krishna mantra? That actually, that is the miracle. And that not one, but thousands, and tens of thousands and millions of people, by chanting the Hare Krishna mantra, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's name, are becoming purified in this Kali Yuga. That is a real revolution against the sinful nature of this age. So actually, I was present one time when Srila Prabhupada received a letter, or maybe I heard about it firsthand. He had received a letter, he had told me later also about it, how two devotees wrote to him that we are reading your books, we are aspiring to be your disciples, we are chanting Hare Krishna in our homes, and we're trying to follow your four principles. We're trying to follow the principle of no illicit sex, but being husband and wife, sometimes we make a mistake. We are not able to control ourselves. And we feel very ashamed, and we want to become absorbed in Krishna consciousness and transcend this. Trying to observe the principle of no intoxication. But all our friends tell us to take marijuana. And so sometimes we are not able to say no, and we fall down. But we are disgusted with this, and we realize that Krishna consciousness is the only happiness. So please bless us that we can one day become qualified to become your disciple. The letter was much longer, more detailed. So when Prabhupada was reading the letter, he started to cry. He was in Bombay, and for days he was telling the life members, just see how they're struggling with Maya. Actually, preaching in India many times, we preach to people, they say, I can follow your principles. No meat, no eggs, no onion, no garlic. You notice one was missing. They said, but no fish. That's very difficult. So, like that, in different parts of the world, there are different mayas which are more prominent. Maybe in Bengal it's fish. Maybe in the West it's sex. Maybe in some other place it's intoxication. Maybe in some places it's everything. But Srila Prabhupada, he was telling all the Indian gentlemen, this is what is glorious. Because these people are struggling. They're fighting with Maya. Just see how they're trying, how they're going through such a struggle in order to overcome the influence of Maya. So this is glorious. So whether we're in the beginning stage, struggling just to follow the four principles, which at any stage may attack us, or whether we have subtle mayas that we have to struggle with, the different upasakas or weeds of devotional service. Nishidachar, kutinati, jiva hingsa, lab puja pratishtadi jata upasaka gan. Whether it's breaking the principles or duplicitous activity, or whether simply being inimical to other living entities, or whether it's a desire for position, or worship, or profit, or any of the other different weeds. What's glorious is when we are struggling against those. And we are all one. Prabhupada used to say Krishna's army, one big family. But here, in a sense, we're stranded. We're here in this ocean of material energy, of birth and death, old age disease, of all kinds of Maya. Maya is trying her best to pull us away and engage us back into material sense activities. So Srila Prabhupada was so concerned. He said, it's so hard to make one devotee that we don't want to lose any of those that we have. That all of the devotees in this great struggle, competition against Maya, for all of us, it's a horrible thing to see even one devotee having difficulty with Maya, having any form of attack. If the attack is simply some sinful activity, then the devotees, they try their best to bring up that person back again to the pure standard of spiritual life. However, if someone renounces the spiritual master or offends the disciplic succession, of course then, only do we avoid such persons. But for sinful activity, we should never think that there's no hope. If we correct ourselves, if we engage sincerely, by Chaitanya's mercy, there's no one who cannot achieve complete perfection. Otherwise, where is the hope? In the 11th canto, Bhagavatam, Jiva Goswami explains that in this Kali Yuga, the atmosphere is so polluted with materialistic environment that even a Mahabhagavat devotee cannot remain unaffected. Some degree of effect will be there. So then where is the hope? Our only hope is the mercy of Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda, the mercy of Srila Prabhupada, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ki. So, Prabhupada said there's a difference between ordinary people and saintly people. Actually, Prabhupada, when he gave us this Krishna conscious movement, he gave us a special boat that we can cross over this ocean of material energy. He personally was the Karnadara guiding the ship. He's left. His books are guide for all spiritual masters to come so that we can chart our course through the very dangerous ocean of Maya. I was reminded that how the Yadu dynasty was so powerful that no one could have stopped them or controlled them. But when Krishna wanted to take them back with him to the spiritual world to wind up their activities here, there was no way to neutralize them except by them fighting with each other. Otherwise, there was no one powerful enough to destroy or to wind up the Jadu dynasty. So this Krishna conscious movement is so powerful. Srila Prabhupada said there's no outside force which can stop the progress of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Sankirtan movement. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ki. The Sankirtan movement couldn't be stopped by the Chankaji, couldn't be stopped by Ramchandra Khan, couldn't be stopped by various ministers of the Hussein Shah, or by anyone. Neither can it be stopped by inimical governments, or by unfavorable press, or by envious karmis. But Srila Prabhupada warned us that we should be very careful not to misdirect our energy to conflict amongst the devotees, but to direct all of our energy towards preaching Krishna consciousness and delivering all of the people. This year is an amazing year. Over 50 years, the Gaudiya Math Chaitanya Mission has been fighting court cases. Some of those court cases are still going on. They are not yet resolved after 50 years. Who is the Acharya? And recently another court case was there where one temple was divided into three groups and one devotee had his head cut off. He didn't die. Head stuck on by the, what do you call that? Not jugular vein and the tube, vocal tube. Sophocus, whatever. Windpipe, as we say. Now, those groups, somehow, they got together and they're working cooperatively. This year, for preparing for the 500th anniversary of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, all of the temples here in the Mayapur Island form together in a birthplace society. And we requested the government, who was about to do nothing, to put streetlights, to build shelter for the devotees coming here, and to make other arrangements, because so many pilgrims would come. And all the temples unanimously, repeatedly requested that a representative of Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada should be the chairman, because he was the one who had done the most for expanding Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's movement and glorifying Sri Mayapur Dham. So it was the first time since Prabhupada, when he came back from the West, one of the first things he did, you know, he wanted to always work with his godbrothers. But he was such a dynamic preacher that they would not allow him. They requested that, "You kindly, why don't you make your own movement, because everyone is being attracted to you, so better you make your own movement." He never wanted to. In fact, before he came to Mayapur to buy our own land, he had me come, other sannyasis go, and approach the existing temples here to request to use their guest house, that we'll bring all the devotees there. But they said it was filled up. No room. So he said, "What can we do? We have to have our own place." When he built this Mayapur, even before building this, he called all of his godbrothers and godnephews, and he requested that, "Now, I've come from the West. We have so many Krishna conscious centers all over the world. Let us work cooperatively together to spread the mission of Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, Lord Chaitanya." That picture he asked to have painted, we have here, 12 feet by 8 feet, huge picture of all the various godbrothers and godnephews that were present who he requested. Unfortunately, they didn't accept his invitation at that. So we know that Prabhupada would be very happy, because 7 days before leaving this planet, he formed a Bhaktivedanta Swami Charity Trust. And he said one of the specific purposes was to unite the Gaudiya devotees of Lord Chaitanya, and especially to try to unite the Saraswat family. So this year, all of the descendants of Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur on this island are working cooperatively together. They've all come here for meetings. We've gone to different centers. We took our parikrama to some of their temples. They brought their parikramas here. We know that Srila Prabhupada would be quite pleased. He'd be very happy to see this cooperative effort. And they're requesting that, some of them are saying, "Why don't we have a GBC for all the Gaudiya Sampradaya?" So the whole world is looking for a solution. At the Bombay, very nicely organized Congress of for the Synthesis of Science and Religion, it was very encouraging to hear one British physicist state that he considered that India's greatest contribution, although they were contributing no doubt to the technological advances in the West, but in many cases probably they were gaining more than what they were contributing in that field. But he felt that they had the greatest thing to offer the rest of the world by becoming the spiritual, providing the spiritual leadership for the rest of the world, because he saw that only the Vedic understanding offered such a wonderful universal solution for synthesizing science, religion, for leading the world out of its present malaise of various difficulties. So I wonder where that kind of statement came from. We've heard Prabhupada say again and again here in India the story about Andha Pangu, the lame and the blind man. Here we heard it from a British physicist, maybe in slightly different words, I wasn't able to say it exactly, but it was almost verbatim Prabhupada's understanding. But coming from a British physicist who wasn't a devotee of ISKCON, renowned physicist. So, Prabhupada's understanding is actually spreading. We saw there that the scientific community who came, they're deeply affected by Prabhupada's teachings. I think we should thank Bhakti Sarup Damodar Maharaj for organizing, on occasion of this 500th anniversary, that wonderful scientific congress, which was done totally through local funding, well, not totally, but largely through local funding in Bombay. So, people are putting the pressure. What is the solution? Nuclear war, everyone is afraid. United Nations, nobody has any hope that it's going to give a solution. Even their own members. Actually, Krishna consciousness is the only hope. But if you read the Mahabharata, just as Shakuni was very expert in creating various conflicts between the various members of the Kuru and Pandava dynasties. This is known as Kutinati. Maya is very expert at trying to create division. And Kali Yuga means the age of division. Everything should be divided. So this Krishna consciousness movement is unity and diversity. We can never stop, nor do we want to, the individuality or the diversity. If we try to stifle that, it will become impersonalist. At the same time, within that unlimited diversity, that each soul is an individual entity having an individual relationship with Guru and Krishna, we have simultaneously unity. And in the Vedas it says, Kalo Sangha Shakti. In the Kali Yuga, the only strength is through collective association. Through Sangha. Through unity. The more that we can be united in spreading Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mission, the more difficult it will be for Kali Yuga to stand. Therefore, Kali Yuga, first objective is to create division, dissension, quarrel, and so on. Apparently, Prabhupada said one of the things he was concerned about was that his devotees would fight amongst each other. He said Bhakti Siddhanta's disciples never fought until after he left. He said, but you Western devotees, you're always fighting even in my presence. So please don't fight. Philosophically, we all have our responsibilities to preach, to purify. The objective, create a deeper Vaishnav relationship to appreciate any devotee from the most neophyte stage up who is trying to struggle to become Krishna conscious. As long as someone is trying to struggle to give their energy to Srila Prabhupada, We want to encourage that. Because every bit of energy is needed. Prabhupada said that Krishna is very, he can, Lord Chaitanya can make the whole world Krishna conscious simply by his desire. He said, I am not so powerful. I need so much help. We need every bit of energy we can get. If we see someone is not trying, then they're in trouble. And we have to help them to try. And if they won't try, then what can we do? But if someone is trying to be Krishna conscious, if someone is trying to overcome the influence of this vicious age, all glories to that person. So actually, this Krishna conscious movement is so blissful. When we are in the festivals, we are so overjoyed. But at the same time, it's not simply a game. This is for real. This is life and death, eternal life, eternal baddha jivan. As it states, that if we're able to remember Narayana Antasmiti, Krishna at the end of our lives, we're perfect. And if we are not able to leave this body in Krishna consciousness, then again we have to come back. So it's very serious business. But by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mercy, there's never a point where we need to become completely hopeless. There's always a hope for us. And Prabhupada said, if somehow or another a person is simply able to follow chanting 16 rounds a day, the four principles, they're guaranteed to go back to Godhead. What spiritual leader has given such a broad promise? So therefore, we have with great conviction this confidence that anyone, people say no one should, the Vedas say you cannot be a spiritual leader of any type unless you're able to deliver your follower from birth and death. So we know that simply if a person is following these instructions of Srila Prabhupada, when they leave their body, they're going to go back to Godhead. So somehow or another, you have to just keep everyone in the race. Of course, Prabhupada said, some will fall, the birds are flying. In a battle, there are casualties. If one bird stops to fly, what can you do? You can't carry for him. We can only encourage. We can only try to give strength to that soul. This was the great strength we got from Srila Prabhupada, that he never stopped to encourage us to be Krishna conscious. There was never a point when he said, as long as we came to him, Prabhupada, I want to be Krishna conscious, I want to follow you, please help me. There was never a point where he said that, no, you're hopeless. He would always encourage, yes, you try, you do this, you do that. He always gave us a way how we could purify ourselves. That is what we are needing from the association of Vaishnavas in this time of separation from Srila Prabhupada. The positive encouragement for everyone to continually expand and improve in all directions. The preaching, the book distribution, the purity of the Krishna conscious movement. Free from all material qualities, whether tamas, rajas, or sattva. So, this occasion, I'd just like to read the first six verses from the Chaitanya Charitamrita to let us meditate on Lord Chaitanya's 500th anniversary appearance day, some of the glories of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.